stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go, Marauders.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Bradenton Marauders and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Bradenton Marauders. The 2024 Bradenton Marauders season continues to roll on from coast to coast, all across the Sunshine State. This is the Bradenton Marauders Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Marauders Pregame Show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
Friendly Comp Park in Bradenton, Florida. It's nearly the end of the first half of the 2024 season as we are set to play game number 64 out of 66 in the first half and number 64 out of 132 here in the Florida State League season. This is the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. Thomas and Zarella getting you set for game one of six this week between the Bradenton Marauders and the Lakeland Flying Tigers. This is their first meeting since, well, the first full week of the season. That was back in April when the Marauders played in Lakeland. They lost all six games, really just run out of the building, you could say. And that week they were outscored 40-21. And which they had a team ERA of over 7. But right now it's a big week for both sides, really. Bradenton is starting to move in the right direction. Last week picked up a series split against the Dunedin Blue Jays, which is something they haven't done on the road at all this year. And that's at least split a series, if not win a series. Still looking for that W, but again, a step in the right direction. Lakeland comes in 40-22 here in the first half of the season. They are currently looking to win the first half. They are half a game ahead on Clearwater because they have played one less game, had a game canceled last week with all that heavy rain that we had up in Dunedin. They had it even worse down in Fort Myers. And if you're in Bradenton listening, you know. It was a little bit, anything Bradenton South, it was 10 times worse than what we had in Dunedin, and we still had cancellations and suspended games and all that jazz. But a busy pregame show we have for you. We have a conversation with Peyton Stumbo coming up next, a relief pitcher this year for the Marauders. Stumbo, 20th round selection out of Nevada last year. He's been throwing the ball well this year. 44 strikeouts in 29 and a third innings, and we've talked about on air before that really good curveball that he has. We get into that. on that conversation coming up next during the pregame show here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. Thomas and Zarella chatting with Ryan at pitcher and Peyton Stumbo. And first of all, Peyton, thank you so much for joining us here on the pregame show. And you drafted last year, first full year of professional baseball. Just how's it been going so far for you, and just the adjustment from the college game?
It's been fun. It's getting together with all the guys and creating a bond with the team. It's fun to just be together and be one big old family. So it's fun to watch each other succeed and just play together, to be honest, because we're having a lot of fun.
Yeah, obviously the bullpen and the pitching staff overall as a rotation, they've been really pitching well this year. What's it been like to just be in the bullpen and just be a part of that collective, a really solid group overall?
It's good. Yeah, we're doing good out there. I think the biggest thing is doing what we can and controlling what we can control. That's the biggest thing, is don't let outside factors control what's going on in the game. Come in, get your stuff done, do what you have to do to get people out, and that's the basis of it. So, yeah, we're having fun out there.
Well, you know, you were a starter in college as well at University of Nevada. And now you're here in the bullpen. Kind of what's that adjustment been like for you?
Throughout my pitching career, I've kind of been bouncing around. When I first started pitching in college my sophomore year, I was a long reliever. So I've had some experience in the bullpen. I've also had some experience starting. But just the thrill of getting in the middle of a game in a close situation, like two outs, bases loaded, got to strike the guy out. Like that's the big old thrill of it. So it's really fun.
I know this year, too, you've struck a lot of guys out. What's kind of that go-to two-strike pitch you like to use to get some swing and misses with?
I mean, it really varies on what the hitter's got going on that same at-bat. I mean, I've got a good fastball that plays up in the zone, but I also have a really good curveball that plays down in the zone. So I think it kind of – those are the two pitches that are my out pitches that I got to kind of go off of during the at-bat and kind of see what the hitter's antics are. So
I was going to ask about the curveball, because it indeed has been. It's been fun to watch this year, we'll put it like that. Where did you really learn to throw? Is it a different type of curveball? Is it more of like a 12-6, or does it have just your normal curve? Because I feel like it has a lot of height to it.
Yeah, it's a spike curveball, so it's definitely different. I don't spin it as well as other people do, but I get really out in front of the ball, so I can really get a downward motion on it. I started throwing it the end of my sophomore – my first year pitching at UNR, so I wouldn't say it's fairly new, but I've been it was a pitch I went back to after I couldn't find another curveball. So I had a really long conversation with my head coach back then, and he was like, you want to try the spike curve? I was like, I used to throw that in Little League. So I went back to it, and here it is. It's doing its thing now.
So has pitching always been you mentioned Little League, going back to the day, I've always just been a pitcher growing up?
I was actually a middle infielder my entire life, and up until college. So I signed and committed to Nevada to be a shortstop my first year didn't really do much. My head coach asked if I could throw a bullpen one day because our bullpen was struggling, and I'll tell you what, I never saw the infield after that, so that's where I'm at right now.
Well, we have a couple former infielders. Christian Curtis was he was an infielder as well at Texas A&M, and then now he's a full-on pitcher, so you're not I guess you joined the club a little bit.
Exactly.
What was the draw to go to Nevada as well? You know, what other schools were you looking at, and why did you ultimately settle on that?
Well, it was my sophomore year of high school, so I was really young to commit. It was one of the only schools offering me a good amount of money, so it was kind of one of those options where if I don't take it, I'm kind of dumb. So it was close to home. Obviously, it didn't rule in it being really cold up there, so I kind of had to deal with that, but it wasn't that big of a deal once I got up there and got used to it. Other than that, it was one of the first offers with a really good amount of money, and it was close to home, so my family could come up and watch, and it was really fun.
It's got in your pro ball as well, so not a bad decision at the end of the day. Working with pitching coach Matt Ford this year, is any specific you're adding maybe your pitch arsenal, new pitch, or just any goals you have set for this season?
Me and him, we're recently working on a slider. That's the biggest thing, is kind of getting the fourth pitch that I can throw a little bit harder, a little bit shorter than my curveball, because my curveball is pretty big. But the biggest thing is just having a little bit of a shorter breaking ball that I can throw for strikes. So that's been the current goal right now.
Again, chatting here with Ryan, a pitcher and reliever, Peyton Stumbo. Kind of get more to know you on a personal level. I know back in high school you were a basketball player as well, I believe. So were you a good one, first of all, and what position did you play?
I was not a good basketball player. That was my first ever year trying out for basketball, and I ended up making it, which was good. I think it's because I outworked everybody. It was kind of a spur in the moment. My parents were like, you should play basketball. So other colleges, like, it looks like you're doing other sports and staying active. And I was like, all right, so what, I'll try out. Didn't play much, but it was a cool experience to just say I did it.
So were you a three-point specialist? Kind of what was your type of game then?
I was all the way at the end of the bench. That's what I was doing during the games. So that was about it.
You still got on to play a little bit now or no?
No basketball.
Okay.
Just baseball.
Well, I believe you grew up in California, correct?
Yes, I did.
So what was your go-to, I guess, basketball or baseball team as well out there?
Me and my family, we were like the Giants. My dad is a Cincinnati Reds fan, which is funny. He's a big Johnny Bench guy. But we grew up watching both the A's and the Giants. But for the most part, I just grew up watching Brandon Crawford and Brandon Bell, Hunter Pence, Buster Posey. All those guys were big heroes for me back then.
Who was your biggest pitching hero that you like to try to maybe emulate your game after?
It's really hard to say. Since the pitching's fairly new to me, I really like watching Garrett Cole spin the baseball. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing. I can spin the ball really well, and that's what he can do really well. So I try and watch what he can do.
One last one here for me, for you. What's something about Peyton Stumbo off the baseball field that not many people would know about you?
Some people may know. Some people might know. I like to fish a lot. I am currently I'm always on the water, just trying to catch some fish, just kind of getting away from the field, just enjoying the water, being out there. So, yeah.
Is there a prized fish that you've caught over the years?
Fishing here is fairly different than in California, so it's a lot different. But fishing for tarpon or snook or anything along those lines, those have been the target fish, but that's about it.
Well, Mike Walsh just told me that there's a hammerhead shark out in Tampa Bay here. You guys got to get after that, right?
Yeah, that guy is not catching any sharks anytime soon, so that's all right.
Well, Peyton Stumbo, thank you so much for joining us here on the pregame show.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me.
We'll have some more to come next.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Leacom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket, for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test. Starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
And welcome back to Lee Comm Park here in the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. Thomas and Zarella getting you set for the series opener between the Flying Tigers and the Marauders. It's time now to exchange lineup cards with you at home as we start with the visiting Flying Tigers. First off, left-hitting shortstop Kevin McGonigal, one of the top 100 prospects in the game at number 98, hits leadoff, followed by a guy who is in the top 10, Max Clark, the left-hitting center fielder. First baseman Eduardo Valencia hits third, Jose De La Cruz, a DH, bats cleanup. Right fielder Patrick Lee hits fifth, Samuel Heal, the second baseman, bats sixth. Clayton Campbell, third baseman, is slotted in the seventh spot. Archer Brookman, the catcher, hits eighth. And switch-hitting left fielder David Smith rounds out the starting nine for the Lakeland Flying Tigers. They send Rainer Castillo to the hill today. He's 1-0 with a 1.20 ERA this season, making his fourth start in single-A. For the Marauders, they enter seven games under 500 at 28-35. As switch-hitting shortstop Connor Delgado hits leadoff, followed by the left-hitting first baseman Omar Alfonso. The lefty-right fielder Emmanuel Torreo hits third, as Belen Valdez, a DH, hits cleanup. Left-hitting center fielder Shalene Polanco bats fifth, followed by the minor league rehabbing catcher and Eli Wilson, played here for the Marauders back in their championship season in 21. Third baseman Javier Rivas swinging a hot bat and nearly hitting 500 over his last dozen games, running a 12-game on-base streak. He hits seventh. Switching second baseman Gerald Toledo bats eighth, and the lefty left fielder Raylan Bishop rounds out the starting nine for the Bradenton Marauders. Righty Antoine Kelly gets the baseball today, 1-5 with a 4.25 ERA. We come back, we'll have first pitch here in the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Teaching your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org, brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lee Comm Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's go! Woo! Batter up!
It's time for the future Pirate Stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now, back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Marauders, Thomas Zinzarella.
From Lee Comp Park in Bradenton, Florida, we wind down with the final three games of the 2024 first half in the Florida State League season. It's the Marauders and the Flying Tigers getting ready for game one of six this week. So happy you could join us, Thomas and Zarella, here in the Marauders Broadcast Network. Bradenton coming off a road series in Dunedin, which they split, winning the last two games, so they come in on a bit of a roll right now. They have struggled on the road this year, and so that's a good sign to see out of them. They face a Lakeland team that right now is 40-22 in the first half of the season, are looking to win a first half championship and reach the playoffs for the second straight year. They have half a game lead on the Clearwater Threshers. We'll be scoreboard watching for most tonight. Threshers tonight, they are on the road in Jupiter. They're throwing first pitch about an hour from now at 6:30. The righty Antoine Kelly gets loose on the hill, 1-5 with a 4.25 ERA for the Marauders. Bradenton in their City Connect uniforms, black tops braided into script with the white pants and the alternate skull and crossbone black hats, gold brim. Flying Tigers in their navy blue tops. I'd say Flying Tigers across the chest with gray pants. Crowd set for baseball here in Lecom, a very windy, gusty day. That's blowing in from right center field right now. It is howling as Kelly atop the hill, first base side of the rubber with the red glove, wheels and deals home first pitch. And a fastball is just outside to the lefty, Kevin McGonigal. We're off and running at 5:31 p.m. on this Tuesday night. 92 degrees, clear skies. And wind blowing at 15 miles an hour as McGonigal pops the 1-0 pitch foul off the left side. It's 1-1. Lakeland coming off a road series in Fort Myers, which they had one game canceled, or first cancellation in the FSL this year. As a 1-1, it's a heater at 94 called strike. Bomb the zone. It's 1-2 on McGonigal. End up taking three of the five games from the Mighty Muscles. 1-2, and McGonigal strikes out swinging. Ball the dirt, Eli Wilson completes the strikeout to first, and Antoine Kelly picking up right where he left off last Wednesday in Dunedin. So one out, base is empty, no score, top one. Here is Max Clark. First two batters in the Flying Tigers lineup, two of the best prospects in the Detroit Tigers system. Lefty Clark awaits. First pitch fastball is a called strike at the knees. 6 foot one, 240-pound Antoine Kelly, a quick worker. The 0-1, wave and a miss. There's a nasty change there. It's 0-2. Just 20 years old out of Aruba. We talked to him last week on the Marauders pregame show about his native country. Oh, 2. Swinging a roller down the first baseline. It's fair. Pass to diving Alfonso. Hits off the sidewall as Clark chugs into second base with a stand-up double. Boy, that ball. That was right along the white chalk down the right field line. Just a perfectly placed double for Max Clark, who's done nothing but hit this year. That's his sixth double of the season. A lot of singles under his belt. This is 12th extra base hit. Runner on second base, so with one out. And the first inning, first pitch is down and in to Eduardo Valencia, the first baseman. It's 1-0. Now Antoine Kelly mixes in a number of different pitches. Fastball, cutter, changeup, curve. The 1-0. And fastball low. It's 2-0. You probably hear the wind blowing on the crowd mic. I don't know what it is when Lakeland and Bradenton get together. These two teams meeting for just the second series this year. Each team opened up with a three-game series. Marauders were at home against Clearwater. Then their first full week was in Lakeland. 2-0, a hack and a miss. At an off-speed, it's 2-1. The series in Lakeland, the wind, I mean, the flags were blowing vertical, almost like they're doing today at times. Out in center field on top of the batter's eye. And there were line drive home runs being hit in Lakeland. 2-1 is a called strike on the inside corner with a cutter. It's 2-2. Valencia hitting .389 his first 15 games as a Flying Tiger. And a spin toss to second base, low throw. It's trapped down by Toledo at second. Valencia, 6 doubles and a home run. 7 of his 21 hits have gone for extra bases. 2-2. Swinging a pop foul off the right side out of play. Oh, the one big bat that's not in the lineup is Josue Briseño, who's been banged up. He's on the injured list. That was kind of a similar type player as Valencia, catcher, first baseman. A lot of pop. 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Climbs the ladder. 96 from Antoine Kelly. He's got 2 strikeouts in the first inning. With Clark still at second base. No score in the first inning. Looking to strand him here. Let's get to the defense this evening for the Marauders. Starting the outfield left to right. Brillin Bishop, Shalene Polanco, and Emmanuel Torero. Javi Rivas is at third. Delgado and Toledo up the middle. With Alfonso at first and Eli Wilson is doing the catching. First pitch is a heater on the inside. Black at 95 for a called strike. On Jose De La Cruz. And 2 home runs in that week-long series back in April. Flying Tigers won all 6. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Top of the zone fastball. It's nothing and 2. Now, this has been the Antoine Kelly that we have seen since the beginning of May. On the season, 1-5 with a 4.25 ERA. This is his 12th appearance, 10th start. Well, he's been pitching a lot better than those numbers. Look to second, 0-2. And a fastball called third strike. Antoine Kelly strikes out the side in the top of the first inning. No runs, a hit, and a man left. Half an inning, and Marauders to bat here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Leecom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
700 seniors live there.
GOAT, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially
second
if you're
2.
Approximately
and a fastball called third strike.
That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
What a really good start for Antoine Kelly. Strikes out the side in the top of the first inning. No scores. We enter bottom one on this breezy Tuesday night. Connor Delgado steps in the left-hander's batter's box, a switch hitter. And the first pitch from Rainer Castillo is on the inside corner with a heater at 96 for strike one. Delgado Gato Alfonso and Emmanuel Torero. Top one, the 0-1. And that's a fastball downstairs. Leadoff man Delgado, it's 1-1. Connor this season in 242 with 5 doubles, 2 triples, 4 home runs, and 11 driven in. 1-1. Swing and a tapper foul, first base side, it's 1-2. Delgado nearly had a home run last week. The wind really knocked it down and Dunedin out to right field. And it's blown in from right center today. Could be a disadvantage for all these lefty batters. One, two, and that scorched to second base. And Heel down to a knee. He makes the catch of the whole left side of the infield. One gone on the first inning for Omar Alfonso. Let's add the defense for Lakeland tonight. Starting on the outfield left to right, David Smith, Max Clark, and Patrick Leeson right. On the infield, Clayton Campbell's at third. Kevin McGonigal and Samuel Heel up the middle. Valencia's at first. As the first pitch is laced out towards the alley, left center field, base hit. Clark plays it on a hop, and Omar Alfonso has reached base in 9 straight games now. A one-out single in the first. And Archer Brookman does the catching for Castillo, who enters in 1-0 with a 1.20 ERA. Just 19 years old out of Monte Cristi in the Dominican Republic. A man on, bottom one, no score. There's a lefty, Torero swings the first pitch, rolls it right side. Heel bobbles, recovers, throw to first, and they got him. That was a rangy play for Heel, had a move to his left in the hole. Made a stab initially, and then a bobble, but spun and fired to first. And so with 2 outs, Alfonso's at second base in this fast-moving opening inning for Rainer Castillo. As Linvalde is the right-handed batter, first pitch. And he takes a fastball for a called strike. That was a cross-up that time between Brookman and Castillo. The way he caught that one, he was flinching. Castillo set, look to second. And the one strike pitch is a breaking ball down and away. It's 1-1. Castillo has split time between the Complex League and Lakeland this year. He's now made 3 starts in both levels at a 2.79 ERA, where he struck out 15 and 9 and 2/3 in the Complex League. This is third year stateside. The 1-1. Check swing on a good slider, and Valdez went around, said home plate umpire Dylan Reeves. Caleb George, the field umpire this week. Those starters looking to leave a runner at second base in the first inning. 1-2 home. Check swing, it's a called third strike. A couple fastballs there, able to freeze Valdez. First strikeout of the inning, leave a man at second base. The second we had, no score on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder. Don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Here she comes now.
Top of the second inning at Lee Comm Park. No score between Lakeland and Bradenton. First game of this six-game series as we wind down the final three games of the first half of the 2024 season. Antoine Kelly struck out the side with a double sandwiched in there by Max Clark. As the right-handed hitting Patrick Lee digs in first pitch. And that's tugged down and away with an off-speed for ball one. 5-6 and 7 to heel. And Campbell to follow Lee. The 1-0. And that's outside. It's 2-0. Antoine Kelly just three balls in that first inning as well. 2-0. And fastball right there at the kneecaps, called strike. First two pitches in this inning were both balls. Deep breath as he wheels and deals home, 2-1. And launches a fastball low. Hitters count here on Patrick Lee. Hitting 289 in his 17th game now with a double and a home run. Player that the Marauders did not see in their first series meeting. 3-1. Fastball ripped at and missed at first strike. That's what happens. Again, these two teams meeting April 9th to the 14th. Now here we are, middle of June. 3-2. Swinging a fly ball hit high in the air to right field. The wind's going to take this thing. Terrero will run out of room as that slices out of play. Well, the wind is just blowing all over the place. It's changing patterns every half inning or so. One of the days when you're on the water. It'd be a choppy day on the water for sure. Don't want to bring the boat out. If you're sailing, tough day if you're going to capsize it. 3-2, and that's down and away for ball four. So Kelly walks Patrick Lee to start this second inning. Brings up Samuel Heal. Kelly alluded to a little bit last inning. He's just been a different pitcher since the beginning of May. And runner motion as that one swung and lifted in the air to right center field. Terrero back as he sidesteps now to his left. Lee retreating back to first as the catch is made. One gone as Lee has plenty of speed. He's 9 for 9 in stolen bases this year. So runner at first, still top two, no score with one out, Clayton Campbell the batter. But Kelly, since May the 2nd, he holds a 2.34 ERA across seven appearances, six starts. Second best ERA among qualifiers on the Marauders. And there he goes again. First pitch is called strike. Throw to second base on a one-hopper. And Toledo with a scoop, but Lee ends up with his 10th stolen base of the season. That ERA at 2.34 is also the seventh best, but the big thing is that opponents are just a .157 against him since May 2nd. 0-1, and that's a fastball low. It's 1-1. Which is the second best in the FSL and the sixth best in single A. So Kelly, again, it is one of those risers here, you can say, in the Pirate system, a name to monitor. Spinning a toss to second base. It's dropped by Toledo. Oh, with the wind blowing in from right center, you could see the Marauders as well try to steal a lot of bases today. You know, as a catcher, Eli Wilson, he's a minor league rehabber from spent time in Double A and Triple A this year, so he's a high-quality arm. The 1-1, breaking ball, line towards right field. Terrero in and out to his left, makes the grab, and throws it back in quickly. Is the inning for Terrero in right? He handles them both. And so with two outs, a runner on second base, it's up to Archer Brookman to drive in a run. The catcher is going to be thrown right into the wind. It is blowing in from right center. First pitch, the righty catcher. He's late on a fastball at 94 up at the zone for strike one. Lee walked and stole second. Lakeland left Max Clark at second base last inning. Dancing off of there, 0-1, and that's down in. Good catch there by Wilson. Had some run on that fastball. One ball and one strike on Brookman as Kelly steps off the back of the rubber, picks up the rosin bag and tosses it down. Brookman is one of four catchers on the roster for Lakeland. Jose Briseño, mentioned him last inning on the IL, as a 1-1 is whiffed at a miss on a fastball in the inner third. It's 1-2. Brookman playing in his 18th game is 11 for 56 at the plate. That's just below the Mendoza line. Does have a on base though of 313. He's got 9 walks on the year. Kelly looking for his fourth strikeout of the day. 1-2. Swinging a slow roller towards third. Rivas Fields throws across his body on the run, and that's the inning. A leadoff walk, but nothing afterwards. 1.5 gone. No score in Lecom here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Bottom two at Lecom Park. Still scoreless between the Marauders and the Flying Tigers as 5, 6, and 7 begin this second inning. Lefty Shalene Polanco steps in against the righty Rainer Castillo. And a first pitch breaking ball is too tall for ball one. Eli Wilson and Javier Rivas to follow in this second inning. The righty's 1-0. And Polanco takes down an inning with a fastball. It's 2-0. Shalene, one of the 7 top 30 prospects in the Pirates org that are featured on the roster currently. 2-0, swinging a pop foul behind to him. It's 2-1. But unfortunately, there have been a number of injuries this year. Garrett Forster's on the 7-day IL, as is Jesus Castillo, who is on the 60-day. 2-1, and that's fouled back behind to him. It's 2-2. And there is another added on today. Pirates announcing a pair of roster moves affecting the Bradenton Marauders. Eli Wilson, who's on deck, is starting his rehab coming back from injury from AA Altoona. As Castillo from the windup is 2-2. Man, that's taken low. Good slider there, and the count's full. But Michael Kennedy, the highest rated prospect, number 14, and typically a starter. 3-2, swinging a little foul first base side. Was placed on the 7-day IL today, retroactive to Sunday. So that's why there has been a reshufflement of the rotation. It was planned anyway. 3-2, swinging a foul back. As Polanco fouls off a couple of tough pitches here. At least the reshufflement of the rotation was due for this week. They've done it once before, just to kind of give guys different looks. They're running a six-man rotation, so it helps. 3-2, and Polanco takes down it in for ball four. What a well-worked walk that was by the Pirates' number 15 prospect. The man on, nobody out. Here's Eli Wilson. Looking for our game's first run. So both pitchers with very identical first innings. And now maybe here in the second, as the righty Wilson takes down it in with a fastball at 95 for ball one from Rainer Castillo. Both starters left a runner on second in the first, and then they walked their first batter in the second inning. Righty kicks 1-0, and that's flown in the air to left center field. Clark over to his right of the alley. He's right next to Smith, makes the catch. And medium depth left center as Polanco retreats back to first. Just allowed first out here in the second inning with the wind gusting in. It's going to be a tough day to hit a home run unless you hit a line drive, but it's not easy here with the tall fences. There may be one player can do that, and that's Javier Rivas. He's been locked in the last 2 weeks. One out, runner on. Now a score bottom two, and Castillo zips one over to first. Polanco's back in standing. Now Rivas numbers on the season, hitting 222 now at 10 doubles, 5 home runs. And 21 driven in. He's reached base in 12 straight contests. First pitch to the tall righty as he fishes after a slider down and away for strike one. Rivas over his last 11 games, hitting 471 with a 526 on base. Castillo sets the 0-1, and Rivas fans on a fastball down and in at 94. It's 0-2. He also has a really good glove and arm in the field. He's been playing a lot of third base lately. Mostly just shortstop and third this year. 0-2. And that's punched the opposite way to right field. Base in. Polanco holds at second base as it's hit right at Lee. And so Rivas makes it 13 straight games with a base knock. That's a second hit allowed by Castillo. As the switch hitting second baseman Gerald Toledo comes to the plate. Looking to provide Antoine Kelly with some run support. Polanco at second base, Rivas at first. Toledo also swinging a hot bat. He's got a hit in five straight. First pitch, checks the swing, and on the appeal, he didn't go around, said Caleb George. Field umpire who's positioned right behind the mound right now. Just a two-man crew here in single A and high A. Toledo, one of two switch hitters in the lineup today. He's batting left, the 1-0. And that bounces in. Snap throw back to first. And it's gobbled by Valencia. Tag applied late. So a good hitter's count here for Gerald Toledo. It's the last time he was at the plate. He drove in the go-ahead run on Sunday in the Marauders' 4-3 victory in Dunedin. They scored two runs in the ninth to pick up a win. A 2-0, swing and a miss on a fastball. It's 2-1. Axio Plaza had a homer to left field to start the inning. Then Rivas doubled. Perez with a sack bunt before Toledo. Opposite field double scored Rivas. Can they spark some more magic here as Castillo set for the belt? 2-1. And that's punched back towards the screen. It's 2-2. Castillo already a lot of pitches in this bottom of the second inning through just 10 in the first. As he readies, 2-2, swinging a tip into the mitt of Brookman for strike three. Second strikeout for Castillo. And so with two outs and the runners at first and second, it's up to Braylon Bishop. Final batter to hopefully drive it a run here. Scoreless ball game, bottom two, just off and running at Lee Comp Park. Lefty Bishop against the righty throwing and Rainer Castillo. First pitch, swing and a line drive the opposite way to left field, base knock. Stop sign shown by Gustavo Mania. And so station to station baseball. A walk in it. Two singles have loaded them up for Connor Delgado. Third hit today against Castillo. And out comes pitching coach Nick Green with a slight jog from the third base dugout. Talked about the pitch count. 19 pitches already in this second inning. He has faced five batters, but Bishop swinging at the first pitch there. So really it was 18 pitches in the first four. The Marauders coming in on a hot spell. They won their last two games in that road trip against Dunedin, where they have struggled on the road. They are now 7-23. First meeting in Lakeland, Flying Tigers won all six. Looking to drive in some runs here. Bases loaded, two outs, and Connor Delgado the plate. Switcher to batting left against the righty Castillo. First pitch is an off-speed on the outside corner called strike. Castillo riding a nine-game hitting streak. Reached base four times on Sunday and a pair of hits too, including an RBI triple in the third. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Ball in the dirt. Gets away for a second for Brookman, but only to the edge of the batting circle. So not far enough to score Polanco. A golden opportunity for this Marauders offense, which has struggled at times this year to score men with runners in scoring position. Castillo glove on his front left leg. Gets a sign from Brookman. Comes set. And a late time called here. And that's a pitch clock violation on Castillo. Open umpire Dylan Reeves popped out, flashing his hands and pointing to his left wrist. So the odds starting to go back into Gatto's favor. It is a 1-2. He strikes out swinging. Castillo strikes out two in the inning and leaves him full as we head to the third, no score. At Lee Comp Park on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lee Comp Park on Wednesday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration presented by Lee Comp as the Marauders take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Get there early as the first 1,500 fans into the ballpark will receive a Marauders Patriotic t-shirt. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Gates open at 5 p.m., but you can grab your tickets now visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Bring Lee Comp Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
Top of the third inning, no score between Bradenton and Lakeland in the first game of a six-game set. 9-1-2, two up in the order against Marauders starter Antoine Kelly, who works from the windup from the first base side. First pitch is a called strike on the inside corner to the Flying Tigers center fielder. The 0-1, and that's taken high for a ball. Change up there, and it's 1-1. Kelly through the first two innings, just a hit and a walk so far. 1-1 back to that changeup. It's outside, 2-1. Kelly likes to mix a little bit of everything in his pitch arsenal. 2-1, swing and a miss. Pitch on the hands, it's 2-2. Smith calls time. Playing in his 52nd game, hitting just a .195 though, does have 7 doubles, 3 triple, and a home run. 2-2, and that's pulled on the ground to the right side. Alfonso scoops, steps to the bag himself as he beats Smith there, one gone. Lineup card flips back over to the top for Kevin McGonigal. Nobody on, one out, top three, no score. First pitch to lefty, and that's swatted. One hopper to Toledo. Down to a knee, fields and throws to first. And McGonigal swings the first pitch. He's gone. And two quick outs here in the third inning. So Antoine Kelly so far so good. Coming off a start which he went six innings, allowed just one earned run. And first pitch is a little flare by Max Clark. Dumped in a left field. Base hit. Bishop chases it down to get it quickly as Clark now 2-for-2 for him. So he's got both hits for the Flying Tigers so far. Pulled a double down the right field line and now a bloop single. So he's on with two outs, no score. And a toss to first, check on Clark. As right-handed batting, Eduardo Valencia steps in. Struck out swinging his first time up. Kelly struck out the side of the first, doesn't have a strikeout since. As the first pitch fastball runs high and in for a ball. But Kelly, who had a career-high 8 and a career-high 6 innings, took the loss, though, in a doubleheader last Wednesday. Lost 2-1. 1-0. And fastball on the outside edge, called strike. Came just the second Marauders pitcher and third of the FSL this season to toss a complete game. Now there's 5 complete games because of all the doubleheader games. Another check on Clark at first. Which Kelly did throw 87 pitches, so if they needed to go to the seventh inning, he probably would not have been back out there. It would not have been a complete game. Clark, a good lead at first. The 1-1, so we're going to foul back. Alexis Hernandez singled, stole second, advanced throwing a wild pitch, and then scored. Not an Edward Duran single. Other run scored in the fourth inning of that start on a pair of errors. This time is called by Valencia. Digs back in. Two outs, a runner on. The 1-2, there he goes. And it's a called third strike. So Kelly with his fourth K. He gets Valencia for the second time. And he's through 3 scoreless. Worth or 2.5. No score in Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojtek, Aaron Anthony, Nat the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
Last of the third inning in Bradenton, still searching for our first run between Lakeland and Bradenton this evening as Omar Alfonso steps to the left side against the right-hand starter in Rainer Castillo. First pitch home is a fastball that's just outside off the outer edge for ball one. Well, it's a 5:30 start time today due to an 11 a.m. camp day game tomorrow. The 1-0 and fastball taken on the inside corner that Alfonso backs off on. It's 1-1. There'll be a lot of campers. Almost 1,000 scheduled to be in the park tomorrow. The 1-1. Swinging a line drive out towards the alley right center field. Lee cuts it off, but Omar Alfonso, he's got two singles and two really barreled up baseballs against Castillo. They have not been soft contact today. Well, for the Marauders, that's sort of their fourth hit, but again, looking for a run. Help Antoine Kelly. Leadoff man on for the second straight inning. Polanco walked in the second. Here's a lefty, Emmanuel Torero swings to the first pitch. Slow chopper right side, backing it by heel. Flipped to second, and that's the out they get. He's moving right with Alfonso, so when he's running towards the second base bag, it's an easier play for him with his momentum going there. So fielder's choice, 4-6. Was Torero at first with one out in the third inning, no score. And as Marilyn Valdez the plate. Marauders last had a early game at home, an Education Day game in the end of April. First pitch breaking ball is a called strike. That was the first home series right after they played in Lakeland. Came back and won a couple of walk-off wins, including on that early game. The 0-1, breaking ball rolled up the third base side foul, but a hit fouled is in the batter's box as he limps around. And so the count nothing and two on Esbelin Valdez. Ready Castillo sets. And tosses over to first, check on Torero. Castillo coming off a start against Jupiter last week, or 9 days ago, so did not pitch in the Fort Myers series. Probably slated to go Tuesday, as the 0-2 is a breaking ball. The dirt foul that lays off. Gave him a run on three hits in five innings and struck out two. The strikeouts as much haven't traveled. As first baseman Eduardo Valencia swaps gloves. Now we're good to go. Equipment is settled. 1-2, and that's foul back behind him. Castillo with 15 strikeouts and 9 2/3 in the complex. Just 9 and 15 innings to start. He's got 2 today, or 3 today. check on the runner at first. But we had kind of a lengthy equipment delay on Sunday after Edward Duran, the webbing in his catcher's glove popped out. He didn't have an extra glove in the dugout, so somebody had to go down to the clubhouse. 1-2 curveballs down and in. It's 2-2. There's Victor Arias, which he's one of the faster guys out there, able to sprint down the right field line and fetch a new glove. One out, the 2-2. And that's just a hair low. Really nice pitch there at 94. Even better take by Valdez. 3 balls and 2 strikes. On the Marauders, home run leader with 8 this year. Tied for first as well with 28 RBIs. 3-2. Swing and a roller foul, third base side. That was sharply struck. He's got to straighten it out. Three balls and two strikes once again. And the offering there, the runner goes. And that's grounded foul softly, third base side. Good battle here. Between Valdez and the right-hander Castillo, who's already running up to 45 pitches this next one will be. See if Terrell tries to move again. 3-2. Swinging a foul off the right side this time. By the way, that single by Alfonso, we had 109 miles an hour off the bat. Three, two again, and that one's fouled off at home plate. It was the Alfonso single, then the fielder's choice here in the third inning to place Terrell at first. This is what should be the 11th pitch of the at-bat. Another full count. Swing and a miss for strike 3. 97 for Castillo. Well, he reached back and found something extra there as he strikes out Valdez for the second time. Fourth K today. And with two outs, runner at first base, it's Shaleen Polanco. And check on Terrera at first, a headlong dive back in safely. No score, bottom three at Lecom Park. Marauders 4 hits tonight. Lefty Polanco, first pitch he sees is down and out of the zone with the fastball. It's got a little ride and run to it. Move it away from the lefty, Polanco. The 1-0. Swinging a sharp ground ball right side. Pass the diving heel into right field. Terrero takes a big turnaround first and slams on the brakes as Lee's got a really good arm. So again, the Marauders, they have collected a lot of singles, but they are just looking for the big hit right now. They don't have that extra base hit to drive in some runs. First and second with two outs. Here is Eli Wilson. Just announced starting his minor league rehab assignment today. Right-handed batter, flat out to left center his first time up. First pitch, he hacks it back to the screen for strike one. The 0-1. Ricky ball in the dirt, back picked by Brooke, but it's 1-1. Wilson was a 16th round pick. by the Pirates out of Minnesota back in 2019. Made his way to Bradenton in 2021. Played his first year in 19 in the old Bristol Pirates in the Appalachian League. That was rookie ball at the time. Obviously no COVID season, so played across three levels, though, in 2021. Played 39 games for the Marauders, part of that Low A Southeast Championship season. A 1-1, and a good fastball on the inner edge called strike. His dad, Dan, former big leaguer himself, Dan Wilson, catcher for the Mariners for a long time. Really good one, too, a defensive catcher. A 1-2, that's a line out towards left center field. Clark coming in with a dive, can't make it. It rolls past him, Torero scores. Polanco getting the wave. Here's the relay. And he's tagged out at home. But Wilson with an RBI single scores one. It's 1-0 Marauders after three here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Top four as Antoine Kelly faces the middle part of the order, 4, 5, and 6. Marauders get a run on a single by Eli Wilson. And so they have the first run today, deservedly so. They have a run on 6 hits. Antoine Kelly has allowed just 2 so far as the first pitch to Jose De La Cruz is in tight for ball 1. Both hits today by Lakeland have come from Max Clark. 1 ball pitch. Swing and a cue shot the first baseline. Speared by Alfonso and a flip to the covering Kelly. And they get him. That was trouble for a second, but Alfonso able to get over there to his left, moving right to the line. And so one gone for Patrick Lee, the right fielder. Pitch the righty. There's a fastball on the inside corner called strike. Now Lee, 24 years old. 5'10", 180-pound outfielders. So in 2 now here on Lee. Native of Pascagoula, Mississippi. That's down on the coast. That's in Jimmy Buffett territories from down that way. 0-2 home. High and in, that fastball sailed down to the hand of Kelly. As the wind picks up here, it is a breezy evening. Probably one of the windiest games the Marauders have played in at home this year. 1-2, and that's low, it's 2-2. He was signed out of the Indy Ball ranks, was playing for the Evansville Otters in the Frontier League. 2-2 spot, fell off the right side, out of play. Played at William Carey University, that's an NAIA school. The one really unique thing about William Carey, too, is based up in Hattiesburg, where Southern Miss is. But they also play a minor league team every single year. 2-2, lines the opposite way, foul down the right field line. Every year they play an exhibition game against the Milwaukee Brewers AA affiliate and the Biloxi Shuckers. So they get to see some really good, talented arms. Obviously, the Brewers, a good pitching system. But it's one of the unique things that they have the chance to do. Kelly shakes off, now gets the sign, 2-2. So we're going to ground ball left side. Rivas waits for it, has a glove side, fires a missile at first. And the Speedy Lee retired, two gone. Pair of ground outs start this fourth inning for Antoine Kelly. As here's Samuel Hill, the second baseman. 1-0 Marauders with bases empty. And first pitch to the righty. Is an off-speed belt high called strike. Marauders scored a run on an Eli Wilson single last inning. As Hill once fouled straight back. It's quickly two strikes. Kelly searching for his fifth strikeout. 0-2. Swinging a foul back again, just off the glove. This time of Wilson, he got a piece of it. And Kelly has been locked in for this start. Spins home, the 0-2. Swinging a pop foul behind to him. Oh, 2 again. That's outside with a slider. Well, it's been tough for Antoine Kelly in terms of run support during his starts. He has a run here, though, as a 1-2. Swinging a pop foul back. Got 20 runs of support this year. 8 of them came in one start. That was at home against Fort Myers, his only win this year. Outside of that, but it's been four runs or less. Now 1-2, breaking ball in the dirt. He's picked up a loss in his last two starts where the offense in the old game has a total of three runs. 2-2, swinging a ground ball cleanly off the grass. Right to Rivas, though, when he's had a busy day. A 1-2-3, fourth inning. Three ground balls, three outs. 1-0 Marauders, bottom four next. In the Marauders Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
It rolls past him. Terrero scores.
Interested in having your Polanco next birthday, family, or group outing at Lecon Park? Enjoy discounted rate on tickets when you bring a group of 10 or more to a Marauders game. Group tickets are available in the seating bowl, or ask us about booking one of our hospitality areas like the Lepensi Plumbing Pools and Air Party Deck or the Boardwalk Barbecue. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today or visit us at BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Innocent say I keep a check. She was a bad bad, nevertheless. Calling it quits now, baby, I'm a wreck. Crash at my place, baby, you're a wreck. Needless to say, I'm keeping a check.
Bottom four, Bradenton 1, Lakeland nothing in the first game of this six-game series to the Tigers, the Pirates, single-A affiliate. 79-2 up for Bradenton as Javier Rivas climbs in the right side against Rainer Castillo. First pitch is a breaking ball. It hits him. It just grazed his arm. And so Rivas on base for the second time today. He singled his first trip up. So the runner on. Nobody out. Gerald Toledo. Switch hitting second baseman, batting left against the righty, Rainer Castillo. Third baseman, Campbell in on the grass. First pitch is a fastball down the heart of the plate, called strike. Marauders got a run last inning on a RBI single by Eli Wilson, but credit David Smith there for backing up Max Clark, who made a diving attempt, could make the play. As the 0-1's outside, two-seamer, it's 1-1. Small things like that, they able to hit the relay man and then throw home and get Polanco. That saves a run. I think that's what helped to Clark, knowing that he could dive because he would have backup there. As a 1-1's fouled off the backside of Jiro, it's 1-2. Castillo, four strikeouts, is one away from tying his season high with Lakeland. 1-2. Swing on a ground ball, softly foul, first base side. Just past Ernesto Irizarry in the first base coach's box. He's got a number. Wearing number 61 on the season now. Toledo struck out swinging his first time up. Has it hit in five straight games coming in. Spin and a toss to first. Rivas with a dive back in using his entire 6'6" frame. One, two. And Toledo serves it up in the air to left field, slicing away from Smith, who runs towards the line and makes the grab. Rivas retreats back to first. Fly out. It is the first down in the fourth inning. 1-0, Marauders leading. As Brillen Bishop comes back around, the ninth batter in the lineup card today for manager Steph Lombardo, who's filling in for Jim Horner this week. First pitch to lefty Bishop, and that's swatted out towards left field. Smith backs up, Bonner now into his right, makes the grab. Rivas, who is near second, retreats back, but Bishop has hit the ball hard twice now, the opposite way. A two gone in the fourth inning for the top of the order in Connor Delgado. But just to close the point on Steph Lombardo, so if you see her making the pitching changes, that's her. Exchange lineup cards, don't play today. As Delgado swings and misses at an inside slider for strike one. Switcher to batting left. Rivas at first base, two outs, 1-0, Bradenton bottom four. The 0-1, swinging a swinging bunt foul, first base side. Connor's 0-2 today, strikeout and a lineout. Hit the ball right on the screws his first time up, but it was at heel of the second baseman. He was shaded in towards the first base bag. Third baseman Campbell as well as playing right in the hole, so a lot of room down there. Another check on Rivas at first. Ready, set, from the belt. And he lifts Somo too. And a breaking ball down and in. One ball, two strikes. The pitch Swinging a cue shot off the edge of the bat. Back in it by McGonigal in the hole. Throw across the diamond. A strong throw with a speedy Delgado moving down the line. That's the fourth inning. As a man left on base, 1-0 to the fifth, we had Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Wednesday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration presented by Lecom as the Marauders take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Get there early as the first 1,500 fans into the ballpark will receive a Marauders Patriotic t-shirt. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Gates open at 5 p.m., but you can grab your tickets now visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
ABC, easy as 1, 2, 3. I'm simple as gold, bring me ABC. 1, 2, 3, baby, you and me, girl. Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Top of the fifth inning, Bradenton with a 1-0 cushion on the Lakeland Flying Tigers as Clayton Campbell leads things off in this half inning against the righty Antoine Kelly. First pitch is outside for a ball. Campbell lined out to right field his first time up, riding a 21-game on-base streak coming in. And the 1-0 is at the knees for a called strike. Campbell has the streak going since May 19th. The 1-1, and a fastball right there, bottom of the zone, called strike. Campbell with a 357 on base percentage during the stretch. As 1-2's down and away. Kelly kind of stumbled on that last pitch as well. As he finished and then was hopping up on the mound. Wheels and deals, 2-2. Swinging a pop up, first base side out of play foul. Towards the fan plaza. Flying Tigers with two hits, both of them by Max Clark, who's got a double and a single today. The 2-2. So we're going to line drive foul first base side. Hit off the side netting, then hit the shoulder of Wesley Zapata down there. Two two again. Yeah, that's a fastball tucked down and away. Count's full. Campbell during the streak is hitting just a .182. He's got 17 walks to keep it rolling. 3-2. Swing on a ground ball, the third. Rivas back in it, deep behind the back. Double clutches, plenty of arm there. And Campbell is retired for the second time today. That is three straight 5-3 putouts induced by Antoine Kelly. There have been four of those tonight. Archer Brookman, who now digs in the right side, grounded out the third and the second. First pitch to him. And he cuts and misses at it for strike one on a cutter. 1-0, Bradenton top five. One out, base is empty. The 0-1. And another cutter just outside, though it's 1-1. Antoine Kelly just continuing to look really good on the mound. 1-1, sharp hit, line drive back into center field. So that's the first hit for a Flying Tiger, not named Max Clark. It's a one-out single, and that snaps the streak of 5-0 retired. Right on. First, David Smith, the left fielder. Switch hitter batting left. Pitch to him. And he takes over the heart of the plate to call a strike. Well, Kelly has worked past the fifth inning in three straight starts. Set for the bell. And kicks home the 0-1. Bounces it before home. Good block by Wilson. But again, the career high six innings in his last start at Dunedin. Going a complete game. The 1-1. So we're going to tap her right around home plate for strike two. Well, this has been a very good pitching staff the whole season. ERA of 3.79, which if you think too, the Marauders in that week in Lakeland and an ERA of 70. The one thing that really crushed them were the walks. They walked a lot of batters that week. And that's really hampered them. 1-2. Swinging a slow roll to first. Back into by Alfonso. Throw to second on a hop. And it's reeled in, but too late by Delgado. And so ends up with runners on first and second with one out. That is a really tough play for Alfonso, who was moving his right back in it, but then had to twist his body around. He's playing in on the grass, and so by the time he fielded it and threw, he was a couple feet in. And so that's an error against him. So two on with an out. 1-0, Bradenton in the fifth. Here's Kevin McGonigal, the lefty. And he takes to the knees and calls strike. So Fielder's Choice puts Smith on, but he's also got some wheels. With Brookman the lead runner. 0-1. And that's outside for a ball. Against McGonigal. Number four prospect in the Tigers system. Max Clark, who's on deck, is the number two. One ball, one strike, the offering. Swinging a fly ball hit into the air to deep center. Polanco turns, still going back, and makes the grab a few steps shy of the track. That's allowed second out as both runners hold. So from one 19-year-old hitter to another, they go from McGonigal to Clark. Third overall pick in last year's draft by the Tigers. He's 2-for-2 today, halfway home to the cycle with a double and a single. 1-0 Marauders, top five. And first pitch to lefty. Here's a fastball on the outside, black called strike. It's a league that has a lot of high school draft picks that have been accelerated here to a full season single A right off the bat. The 0-1, so we're going to foul back. It's nothing and two. Boston Barrow and Colin Houck, another two. Houck was a first rounder by the Mets last year. He's in St. Lucie. Arjun Damala was one with Dunedin, but he was on the development list both times. And then last week was reassigned to the FCL Blue Jays. 0-2 to Clark, and that shot fouled to the left field line out of play. 97 mile an hour fastball that time by Antoine Kelly. First and second with two outs. Kelly looking to strand two runners here and preserve the one-run lead. Look to second and the 0-2. Swing on a ground ball to the right side. This should do it. Right at Toledo. He fields and throws, and that's the inning. No runs, a hit, one error, two men left on base. We're halfway home, 1-0 Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $30, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. So join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club today and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Bottom five, Bradenton with a 1-0 cushion on the Lakeland Flying Tigers as Omar Alfonso digs into left side to open things up in this fifth inning. 2-for-2 day for him against Rainer Castillo. Now seeing him for a third time. From the windup, the first pitch from the righty is a fastball on the outside corner called strike at 95. Castillo, just 19 years old, will be 20 at the end of the month in about 2 days, the 0-1. Swinging a high chopper past the mound. McGonigal charging in from the edge of the grass, fires to first, and they get him by about half a step. So Alfonso retired for the first time tonight. One out, base is empty, and Manuel Torero, left-handed batter. First pitch is an off-speed hop and away for ball one. Only thing right about right now on a regular Tuesday, maybe just about 15 minutes in. The 1-0, and that's off the plate outside, 2-0. A 5:30 start time today for an 11 a.m. first pitch tomorrow. The 2-0. And fastball taken just a hair low. It's 3-0 on Torero, who scored on a reach on a fielder's choice and scored in the third inning on an Eli Wilson single. And that's taken low for ball four. So the runner on first base, one out, 1-0, Bradenton bottom five, as first pitch is a breaking ball. Check swing, it didn't go around. And it's 1-0 on Esmerlin Valdez. The 1-0, swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. Valdez 0 for 2 today with a pair of strikeouts, but worked an 11-pitch. Be his first time around. 1-1. Breaking ball in the dirt. Good block by Brookman, the catcher. Come on. 2-1. Swing and a foul back. Right now, Clearwater just off and running in Jupiter, top of the second inning. Threshers have a 1-0 lead already on the Hammerheads. It's really an intriguing first half end here, both divisions. 2-2, and swinging a foul back. Hammerheads have a one-game lead on Palm Beach, 36-27 record for Jupiter. Lakeland a half a game lead on Clearwater. Lakeland a 40-22 overall record. The 2-2. Swinging a foul at home plate. Seems to be another deep count here worked by Valdez. Against the starter Castillo. Elsewhere, Tampa's hosting Palm Beach. 1-0 Cardinals ahead after one. Daytona on the road in Dunedin. It's a part of a 12-game homestand for the Blue Jays. Toss to first again. Daytona with a four-run second. They lead 4-1. And St. Lucie's hosting Fort Myers. 3-0 Mets in the top of the third. So a lot of games underway here in the FSL as the 2-2s rope foul down the left field line. Two balls and two strikes on Valdez. And the pitch once more. And that's a called third strike. Good fastball down the heart of the plate. Five strikeouts with three of them coming against Valdez. But the positive is he's worked two really deep counts. That was an eight-pitch at-bat there. So he's seen 19 pitches. And a toss over to first, check on Torero. Two outs, 1-0 Bradenton, bottom five, and Chalene Polanco climbing in. Left-handed batter, playing center field today. First pitch, swing and a miss with a fastball, it's zone one. Bradenton with six hits today. Got two in the second, three in the third. Produced a run. There goes Torero. 0-1. Polanco flies one high in the air, deep to right field. Lee at the track as the wind knocks it down. And he makes the catch right in front of the bullpen. Well, that's the fifth inning. No runs, no hits. A man left. The sixth we go. 1-0 Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Antoine Kelly begins the top of the sixth inning with a 1-0 lead as Eduardo Valencia, right-handed batter, digs in, playing first base today. First pitch to him, and swinging a foul back towards the screen for a strike one. Now the wind is picked up here throughout the last two innings, and that last down really summed it up. The 0-1, and off-speed down and away, it's 1-1. Polanco at 95 miles an hour off the bat and just came up short. A 1-1. Swinging a foul at home plate again. It's 1-2 on Valencia. Kelly coming in with a pitch count now of 84 pitches after these first three. Patrick Wisdom had some wind problems last week at Wrigley, known for obviously its wind. As a 1-2 sent back to the screen and blew it again. whizzed him at a ball. I think it was 111 miles an hour, and it was a fly out to left field. Well, the wind just absolutely knocked it down in Chicago last week. One and two again on Valencia. Let's see if this will be the only batter that Kelly faces. The pitch. So we're going to chopper right past him to the second baseman, Toledo. Double clutches and throws to first, one gone. Valencia now 0 for 3 today. With one out, sacks empty. 1-0 Bradenton brings up Jose De La Cruz. Now this type of win, you got to hit a Tiger Woods stinger. U.S. Open this past weekend. Piners number 2. First pitch has popped up a mile high in the air as Axel Plaz, who has also checked in, playing catcher now for Eli Wilson, who's on minor league rehab here at Zone 1. The 0-1. And that's low in the dirt. It's 1-1. I've been a caddy for a number of years growing up. I'd say that's at least a 3-club win for playing a par 3 here. 1-1, swinging a roller foul third base side. I think any other night, Chalene Polanco's got a home run, but not tonight. Has made it pretty comfortable for a fan, though, with that wind in the ballpark. 1-2, swinging a fly ball first base side. That's going to twist out of play. I was down at batting practice today. Usually in the Florida State League, you get BP on Tuesdays and Fridays. Today might have been one of the most comfortable days to be down on the field. 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Cutter at the top of the zone. And Antoine Kelly has got 5 strikeouts. He's through 5 2/3. So may have just bought him a chance here to finish this half inning with the last batter in Patrick Lee. 2 outs, nobody on, 1-0 lead. First pitch, and Lee takes inside for ball 1. Kelly looking to go 6 innings for the second straight start to tie his career high. 1 ball pitch, and Lee off the edge of the bat, grounds it foul, first base side. Kelly also nearing a career high in pitches. He just tied it with that last one. 93 pitches. He threw in 5 2/3 against Clearwater here on June the 5th. This will be a new record, the pitch number 94. 1-1 chopper, third base side, fair ball, and it gets past Rivas down the left field line as Lee digs for second base, and he's in standing. And now Steph Lombardo's going to run out there. She's going to ask for maybe a question there to Dylan Reeves, because I thought that one might have been foul. If Rivas can't get it, then nobody can get it. That's what I assume. So Lombardo asking a few questions, again, acting as manager. And that's also the other fortunate thing with a two-man crew here in single A and high A is that you'd have an umpire down there with another angle. And so staff gets her questions in. And now she's going to have to go to the bullpen. So also maybe buying a few extra pitches there is Al Dut for Antoine Kelly. It's unfortunate. They thought maybe he had another pitch in him trying to get a lead. Instead, he departs after 5 2/3, gets some high fives from the entire infield. And again, Antoine Kelly, a well-deserved round of applause from him. And so depart with a 1-0 lead in the sixth inning. Call the bullpen when we come back here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the sixth inning, 1-0, Bradenton with a runner on second base. Peyton Stumbo's first pitch to Samuel Heal is fouled back for strike one. 21-year-old Stumbo enters in for Antoine Kelly after a two-out double by Patrick Lee. Pushed him out of the ballgame, looking to end this sixth inning. 18th appearance for Stumbo, 0-2 with a 3.68 ERA this season. Looks to second, the righty 0-1. There's a curveball smacked in the air to right center. Polanco and Torero both there. It's Torero, the right fielder, who has it in the alley. And that's the inning. So no damage done after. No runs to hit. A man left on base. Bottom six next. 1-0, Marauders on top.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then, someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the sixth inning, 1-0, Marauders ahead as Axio Plaza lead things off in this half. Vinny came in as a defensive sub in the top half for Eli Wilson. First pitch to the righty, Plaza. He takes a fastball in tight for ball one. New pitch to the ball game as well as Rainer Castillo's evening is over. It's now Connor Holden as a 1-0 line drive. Wood hopper, McGonigal backs up on it. Back in, strong throw from the hole and puts away Plaza. On two pitches, start this half inning. Now 25-year-old Connor Holden, who played his college ball at Wichita State for the Shockers. Is just transferred down from High A West Michigan on June 4th. And first pitch, the righty Javier Rivas is skied in the air, shallow left field. McGonigal waving his arms. Is under it and back towards the infield, makes the catch on the grass. So two quick outs here in the sixth inning. As here's Gerald Toledo. Fourth appearance in Lakeland for Holden this season. He's no wins, no losses, a 3.18 ERA. Eight strikeouts, no walks, and 5 2/3 innings. This year in High West Michigan, a 5.79 ERA in 13 games. First pitch to Toledo, thigh high fastball called strike. Had just 13 strikeouts, 6 walks, and 18 and 2/3 innings in Michigan this season. Guy who reached as high as Double A Erie. Pitches off the plate outside. And 1-1 to Toledo, looking to make it 6 straight games with a base hit. The 1-1. And that's off the plate again with a fastball, 2-1. Holden, 6'5", 240 pounds, a bit of a close stance on the mound as he angles towards a third base dugout. 2-1, check swing, and it's in there for a strike. It's not as much of a close stance as you say Aroldis Chapman for the Pirates or Kai Peterson we saw last week in Dunedin. 2-2, swinging a foul back to stay alive. Now, Peterson's very like Chapman. He's also a lefty. For Rodgers fans or maybe listening to the ballpark right now, you saw him when Dunedin was in town a few weeks back. 2-2. And that's taken high for ball three. Full count here with two outs, nobody on. And Brilliant Bishop on deck in a 1-0 ball game. 3-2. And a called third strike at the knees. So fastball gets Toledo. And that ends the inning for Bradenton's offense. The seventh, we had 1-0 Marauders on top. Here in the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Leacom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top of the seventh inning, Marauders clinging on to a one-run lead here as Payton stumble out for his first full inning. The righty's first pitch is a curveball in tight for ball one on Clayton Campbell. 79-2 up in Lakeland's lineup. And the one ball pitch. Fastball fired back to the screen. It's 1-1. So Antoine Kelly ends up going 5 2/3 scoreless today. Allows just 4 hits, 1 walk, and 5 strikeouts in line for the win. 1-1, curveball, high chopper to third. Stabbed by Rivas from the third base bag. Impressive play by Rivas. Sediment playing a lot more third base, and that's not an easy play. One out, base is empty, top seven. Got a baseball stuck on the netting there. You saw the Valley Live app. First pitch is strike one. That'll catch some of the fans' attention up ahead who maybe want a free souvenir. It's very much like a big league style netting if you go to a Fenway or any of those, or the netting slopes back down towards the field. 0-1. That shot to the right side of the right field base hit. Archer Brookman with his second single today. A 2-for-3 evening. He's got the fifth hit for Lakeland. So typically, you don't see get stuck very often, but this baseball has. One out single, 1-0 with a tying run on base, top seven. David Smith, switch hitter batting left, first pitch, and that's pulled to the right side. Into right field, Brookman touches second, holds on there. So after Stubble got the first two men he's faced, it's been back-to-back singles in the seventh. Top of the order coming back around. So Lakeland offense, that's tied for second in the league with a .243 average. And again, they're still missing pieces like Josue Briseño, who adds a lot of pop to their lineup. Kevin McGonigal, who started the year on the injured list, now healthy at the plate. The lefty batter takes a fastball low and in. We talked to Stumbo on the pregame show today about his spiked curveball, a.k.a. a knuckle curve. And he throws the 1-0. Swing on a ground ball. This one's through the right side. It snakes through. Into right field. Stop sign held up. And no throw to third. Alfonso thought about it, but it's been three straight singles here by Brookman, Smith, and McGonigal. And now meeting on the mound as Axel Plaz walks out. And so a big spot here for Max Clark, with Lakeland's first half chances on the line. They're trailing a run late in the ball game. A scoreboard update as well. Clearwater has jumped out to a 4-0 cushion now in the top of the third. They have just scored three in this half inning. So if Lakeland wants to keep pace, they have to win today, because Lakeland's already up in front by a couple runs. Here is the best player on the team in terms of prospect, Max Clark, who takes a curveball for a called strike. Having a good start to the series, he's 2-for-3 with a double and a single today, his first two trips. Grounded out to second his last time up. With one out, bases full, corners in, middle back. Open for an inning-ending double play. Stumbo ready is the 0-1. Swinging a fly ball, hit in the air to right center field. Terrero sidesteps to his right, gets under it, makes the catch. Throw into third base, it's high. And at Rivas, now the runner's coming home. The throw and the tag, it's dropped by Plaz. And the Flying Tigers have the lead. And now Steph Lombardo out to argue here. Maybe the ball was sideswiped out of the glove of Plaz. But right now the Flying Tigers take a 2-1 lead. And now both umpires will come together here as Dylan Reeves and Caleb George. Now that's the only thing that I could think of about. Man, they rule him safe at home. So the runner on third and two outs. First pitch breaking ball is a called strike to Eduardo Valencia. So a sack fly from Clark ends up scoring. That'll be a fun one to score. As the 0-1, that's drilled towards left field. Bishop backs up, has it with two hands, chest high. That ends the inning. Two runs home, though, for the Flying Tigers. They lead at the stretch, 2-1, here in the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test.
Starting with me.
My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at bradentonmarauders.com.
Cennarona, mezzumara, mamma mia, mamma di dare. Figlia mia, cosa dare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu.
Lakeland has their first lead of the ball game, 2-1, bottom seven. As Bradenton has 9-1-2-2 up here in this half inning. Connor Holden out for his second inning of work. The righty Holden set from the third base side of the rubber. First pitch is flown in the air to the left field line and sliced out of play for strike one. Bishop tonight has gone the opposite way both times, a single and a line out to left field. Righty Holden sets the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good off speed there against Bishop. It's 0-2. Now Brelin this season, four home runs and 13 RBIs. Starting to see the power flash from him. He's put on 25 pounds of muscle in the offseason, staying here at Bradenton for some extra time over the winter. The 0-2, that's down and in with a slider for a ball. And you've really seen it pay dividends. 14th round draft pick out of Arkansas High School back in 21. 1-2, that's high and away. Evens the count, and obviously a guy that when he gets on base, he's a threat to steal. Holden retired all three in the last half inning, 2-2. And a check swing foul back to stay alive. Marauders hoping to spoil Lakeland's first half here. 2-2, hit on the ground on the right side, right at heel. He's up with it and throws to first. Sidearm fling, one gone. So that has been six Marauders in a row retired between Rainer Castile and now Connor Holden. Final numbers for Castile. Gave him a run on six hits in five innings, two walks and five Ks. It's a day spoiled for Antoine Kelly, was on in line for the win. And then the two runs scored in the seventh, just one earned run though. Connor Delgado, top of the order, back around, switcher to batting left. And he takes called strike on the inside edge. Delgado 0-for-3, looking to extend his hitting streak to 10 games. Right now a 9-game hitting streak, the longest by Marauder this year. As the 0-1 is taken low. Brilliant Bishop had an 8-game hitting streak, as did Javier Rivas. Rivas's was ended last week in Dunedin. Part of one of those suspended game doubleheaders, short games, as a 1-1's flown in the air, shallow center on the run. Clark makes the catch. Well, you thought with the wind blowing in, it might have just dumped it down, but Clark got a really good read out there and hung up long enough for him to get it. 2 gone, base is empty. 2-1 Flying Tigers as lefty Alfonso steps in. First pitch, Whiffed out and missed on an inside slider for strike one. Obar 2-for-3 with a pair of singles in the first and third today. The one in the third at 109 miles an hour. The 0-1, swinging a ground ball, rolls through and into right center. Alfonso took a big turnaround first, but Lee got to it pretty quickly. And so a third single today by Omar. That's the issue, though. The Marauders have seven hits now. All seven have been singles. Now Lakeland, they do have two doubles out of their seven hits, but none of those doubles have scored. First pitch is cut on a miss by Amanda Terrero. Another lefty, it's 0-1. Runner on, two outs, bottom seven, 2-1 ball game in favor of the Flying Tigers. Holden looking to strand Alfonso at first. The 0-1 to Terrero is outside for a ball. Terrero with a run scored back in the third. He scored on an Eli Wilson RBI single. That's why that runner cut down at home in Polanco. That's even bigger now. 1-1 is yanked foul deep down the right field line. Out towards the clubhouse. It's the small things that have added up today in these close games. And it's been like that for this whole season. It really just showcases how hard it is to win a baseball game. One, two to Terrero. Swinging a foul back. For example, you put in the first meeting between these two teams back in April. You know, the Marauders, they had some chances early. Lakeland also walked a lot of guys, but they just weren't able to capitalize fully on those advantages. The 1-2's pop foul off the left side. You know, Lakeland end up doing so on their part then, and that's what won them the series. I mean, they averaged about 7 runs a game in that series. One, two again from Holden. Here it is. Swinging up, punch. Ground ball back with the middle. McGonigal racing the second base back. Jess beats Alfonso. He took it himself, and that's the half inning. After 7, 2-1, Lakeland. Head up Bradenton on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride Parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth inning, Mike Walsh is the new pitcher into the ballgame for the Bradenton Marauders as Lakeland holds a 2-1 lead after they scored two in the seventh inning. So Walsh in for Stumbo, final numbers on Payton, inning of the third. Two runs, just one earned on three hits. No walks and no Ks. First pitch to Jose De La Cruz is a fastball down and away for ball one. Kickstart this top of the eighth inning. 23-year-old Mike Walsh, a ninth-round pick by the Pirates back in 22. The The one ball pitch is a fastball outside, 2-0. He's making his 11th appearance in the season. Is 1-0 with a 0.87 ERA. 14 strikeouts, just 2 walks, and 10 in the third. 2-ball count. Swinging a ground ball right back to him. Back in it on the glove side. On the backhand side, I should say. Run to first and flip over to the Cruz put away. Now Walsh has just been spectacular this year as well. He spent some time on the injury list. He was placed there on April 16th. So that was just after that Lakeland series. It was retroactive to that last day, though, on the Sunday. First pitch to Patrick Lee with one out, sacks empty. There's an off-speed high and in for ball one. 2-1, Flying Tigers, top eight. Looking to close things out here against Bradenton Marauders, looking to keep it a one-run deficit. And Lee is way late on a fastball. It's 1-1. Walsh numbers entering in the day. At least a scoreless streak of 10 innings. 1-1. And that's an off-speed called strike. It's 1-2. He gave up a run in his first outing, and that's been it. Gave a run in an inning against Clearwater, which only had one out during that stretch. 1-2. Breaking ball rolled on the ground to short. Right at Delgado. Plenty of time. Throw to first, and they got him. Ali runs well. Delgado double clutched and almost bit him there. Two outs in the eighth for Samuel Heal. So Lakeland on top, 2-1, as Walsh using that slider there. That's his go-to pitch. Fastball, sinker, cutter, slider. First pitch to Heal. It's breaking ball in the dirt for ball one. Heal's 0 for 3 today. A pair of flyouts and a ground out. The 1-0, and that's down and away. It's 2-0. Scoreboard update, Jupiter has scored 2 runs in the bottom of the third. Threshers on top of the hammer, it's 4-2. 2-0, swinging a chopper right back over the mound, fielded by Toledo behind the second base back, steps over it, and throws to first. Heels retired, a 1-2-3, top of the eighth. Marauders looking to get the bats going in the bottom half of the inning. 2-1 Flying Tigers on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Leecom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Bottom 8, 2-1, Lakeland ahead as Connor Holden out for his third full inning. First pitch to Esmond Valdez, bunt shown, and it's bunted foul right at home plate for strike one. Middle part of the order, 2-up. Lakeland scored 2 runs in the top of the 7th inning on a sack fly with a second run scoring in the same play on a throwing error. that's been the difference. Marauders scored their run way back in the third against starter in Rainer Castillo. Holden's been the only man on the bullpen today as the 0-1's taken low for a ball. It's 1-1. Believe that is Iker Wiese out of the bullpen, and it is number 31. He is the closer for Lakeland. 1-1. Breaking ball. Now it's taken low. It's 2-1. Wiese, three saves on the season. Get it warm here. 2-1. High and in on Valdez as he bends out of the way. You know, it's been an 0-for-3 day for Esmerlin, but he's been struck out three times, but he has had some really tough at-bats today. It wore on Castillo. 3-1, and that one's crushed out to deep left field. Will the wind hold this one? It won't. It's over the wall, a home run. Esmerlin Valdez, a game-tying solo home run. And we're even at 2 in the 8th. His team-leading 9th blast of the season. It's not the first time either Valdez has come up with a clutch moment. So Valdez atones for it all as Shalene Polanco fans on a first pitch fastball for strike one. Boy, Valdez, I mean, he rewarded with that one. Deserving after the tough at-bats today he's had. The 0-1 to Polanco, who's also done the same. Takes the slider back foot for a ball. It's 1-1. So brand new ball game. Here we are. Valdez had a go-ahead three-run home run in the 8th inning earlier this year. As a 1-1's foul back, it's 1-2. That was against Dunedin on May 24th through Lee Compart. That was a come from behind, a crazy win. 1-2. Swing and a high chopper to first. Foul. Wide of the bag. Now, Polanco nearly had a home run out to right field in the 5th inning, his last turn up. But the wind knocked it down and held it at the warning track near the 335 sign. 1-2. And Polanco takes high with a fastball. 2-2. Shalino walk and a single today. Two-two, down and in, misses, counts full. Last time Polanco had a full count, worked a walk in the second inning. Axel Plaza on deck, who, well, he had a home run on Sunday. 3-2, swinging a fly ball off the edge of the bat down the right field line. Lee jogs over towards the white chalk, makes the catch hip high in fair territory. So there's the first out here in the bottom of the 8th inning, but here comes manager Andrew Graham, who will take the baseball from Connor Holden. Esmerlin Valdez with a solo home run to start this half inning. Iker Wiese will be coming in for Lakeland return here at Lee Comp Park on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lee Comp Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lee Comp Park on Wednesday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration presented by Lee Comp as the Marauders take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Get there early, as the first 1,500 fans into the ballpark will receive a Marauders Patriotic t-shirt. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Gates open at 5 p.m., but you can grab your tickets now visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Iker Wiese, new pitch of the ball game for the Lakeland Flying Tigers in a brand new ball game, tied at two after the home run from Esblin Valdez to start this half inning. One out, base is empty, 2-2 tie game, bottom eight, as Wiese faces Axel Plaz, a right-handed hitting catcher. First pitch, the righty, he has a fastball, runs in on it, 93 miles an hour for ball one. So Wiese is in for Connor Holden today, who went 2 1/3. Only man to really reach against him was that home run. 1-0 and Plaz fans on a fastball as the wind just continues to blow right into the booth here. It's 1-1. Trying to get to the numbers on Wiese. If we don't blow away here in the 1-1. And that's a breaking ball. It's inside. It's 2-1. Wiese's 19th appearance is 3-2 with a 2.91 ERA. He's finished 10 games. Three saves and four opportunities. 2-1. Fastball down and away. 3-1. 27 strikeouts, 9 walks, and 21 2/3 for Wiese. Opponents hitting a 162 off of him this season. Good hitter's count here for Plaz. Righty lifts. 3-1. Fastball hit on the ground towards short. McGonigal charging in. Fields knee cap high and throws to first. Two gone in the eighth inning for Javier Rivas. Now Rivas had a double in the ninth inning on Sunday, which then he scored on a Toledo double, which was the go-ahead run. Gonna get on base here with two outs in the eighth, a 2-2 tie game. First pitch, breaking ball inside on Rivas. And Javi reaching base twice today, a 13-game on-base streak, hitting almost .470 over the last 11 games. The 1-0. Fastball ripped on and missed to 94. It's 1-1. The double he had, I should say, clarified to the ninth inning on Sunday, that was nearly a home run. It's a tall fence, just like the Rogers Center up in Toronto. It's got the yellow line like we have here at Lee Comp Park. And the ball hit the top of the yellow. It almost was a dead center home run to take the lead. 1-1. Fastball popped up behind him. The wind is pulling this one, and Brookman can't get it. It's out of the netting. So the wind helps the Marauders there. That might have been kept in on a normal afternoon, but not today. I mean, the wind is blowing at least 20 miles an hour right now. This is what the wind was like in Lakeland. But it was blowing out to the scoreboard in the left center at Joker Martin Stadium. And there are at least two, three, four home runs we saw in the course of a couple days where they were flyouts any other day. 1-2. Ranking ball, tap foul right around home. Good battle there by Rivas. Marauders out hitting Lakeland 8-7. Trying to play spoilers on the first half championship for Lakeland. 1-2. Breaking ball whiffed at a miss for strike three. And so Wiese comes in and slams the door in the eighth inning. The ninth we go. 2-2 tie game here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store. Located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Leecom Park on Wednesday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration presented by Leecom as the Marauders take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Get there early as the first 1,500 fans into the ballpark will receive a Marauders Patriotic t-shirt. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Gates open at 5 p.m., but you can grab your tickets now visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the ninth inning, brand new ball game, tied at two apiece after the home run from Esberlin Valdez as Mike Walsh out for his second inning. Bases Clayton Campbell, and the bottom three men in the order, first pitch. And that's low for a ball with a fastball, it's 1-0. Archer Brookman and David Smith to follow. Three groundouts in the last half inning for Mike Walsh, who's been adding a new sinker in this year. Might help some of those ground balls. The 1-0, and that one's flown in the air to right field. Down the line, Terrero hustling after it. He's towards the fence, and it's out of the bleachers for strike one. Campbell 0 for 3 today. Riding a 21-game on a base streak. In danger of losing it here late in this Tuesday contest. The 1-1. Breaking ball, line out towards left center. Bishop angled that way, makes the jump, jumpy catch. Throws it back in, one gone. Joking with Polanco out there in center field afterwards. With one out, base is empty. Archer Brookman, the catcher. Righty batter, first pitch. And it's slaughtered down and away for ball one. Brookman 2 for 3 today. He's had a pair of hard hit singles, scored last trip up in the seventh. Walsh from the windup, the righty's 1-0. And a fastball fanned on at 91. Bottom of the zone, it's 1-1. Marauders playing in another close, maybe one run ball game, something that they have been in many times this season. 1-1. Fastball down and away. Looked like a sinker there, it's 2-1. Bradenton has played in 24 one-run games. The one on Sunday was their 24th. They won it. They're now 13-11 in those games. 2-1 breaking balls inside, 3-1. About 66% of the games so far this year have been decided by three runs or less. 3-1. And a fastball is outside for ball four, so a rare walk issued there by Mike Walsh. Let's see, go-ahead run on the top of the ninth with one out for David Smith. Right around at first base for David Smith, switch hitter batting left. With one out, third baseman Rivas on the grass in case he wants to put one down. First pitch. Fastball, kneecap high, called strike. Obviously, it wouldn't be more of a sacrifice, Smith, with some speed. Walsh looks over his front left shoulder, now set from the belt, the 0-1. Swinging a roller to first. It's a foul ball as they would have had an inning-ending double play. Gustavo Mania asking how that's a foul ball. There was one going back to the sixth inning that looked very much the same. Ended up being a double. The runner didn't score, but that ended Antoine Kelly's day at 5 2/3. 0-2 here on Smith. And that's a called third strike. Fastball in the outside corner, and Walsh puts him away. First K for Walsh. And with two outs, runner on at first, here's Kevin McGonigal. A 2-2 tie game. Marauders looking to walk it off at the bottom of the ninth inning. As a lefty McGonigal up for his pitch. And breaking ball outside for ball one. Marauders would have 8-9-1 due up. Toledo, Bishop, and Delgado. If not, we're going to extras. The 1-0. Called strike with a backdoor breaking ball, 1-1. McGonigal today, 1-for-4. Singled his last time up in the seventh inning. That's where Lakeland scored both runs on. Had three straight singles before Sack Fly scored two. 1-1. Swing a sharp ground ball right side. Pass to diving Toledo in the right center. Runner holds at second base. And so McGonigal's got his second hit today. First and second and two gone. Talked about the fight for Bradenton this season. Well, there was a game, I'm just thinking off the top of my mind, about 2 weeks ago then. It was the last homestand for Lakeland when the Marauders were also home. It was, I believe, a 6 or 7 run bottom of the ninth inning for Lakeland that they put up and won. Two on here with two outs. After a brief meeting, Max Clark looking to be a hero here. He's played it with two runs today. Second run scoring on a throwing error on the sack fly he had in the seventh. First pitch to lefty. And he's fouled back for strike one. And a 2-2 tie game in the top of the ninth. Walsh looking to send it to the bottom half of the inning. Clark with a pair of hits as well. The 0-1. So we're going to slow ground ball on the right side. Toledo has it in the shoe tops, flinks to first, and we handle the bottom of the ninth. Marauders in flying Tigers tied at 2. A chance to walk it off here at Lee Common. Marauders broadcast network.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom nine, Gerald Toledo, Braylon Bishop, and Connor Delgado lead things off for the Marauders in a 2-2 tie game against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. What a Tuesday this has been so far. Thomas and Zarella, the rest of our entire crew, so happy if you're joining in. If you're a Tigers fan, a Pirates fan, or Marauders and Flying Tigers fan, room for everybody as Iker Wheezy. Out for his first full inning, got the last two outs in the eighth. And so here is Toledo, the second baseman. Switcher to batting left, digs in. Left side against the righty Wheezy. And a first pitch to Gerald. Is a fastball over the heart of the plate, called strike at 96. Marauders have 5 walk-off wins this year. They had 3 of them in the same week against St. Lucie. The 0-1. So we're going to tap around home foul at 0-2. Now they had a really interesting start in the month of May. I mean, they had a bunch of them in April as well. They've been walked off four times as well. The last walk-off, though, was a month ago today in Tampa where they lost. 0-2. And that's off the plate outside of the heater. It's 1-2. Gerald's 0 for 3 today. Looking to extend his hitting streak to 6 games. How about one here to put go-ahead runner on? Righty deep breath, lifts, 1-2. And breaking ball line to one hopper on the infield. Heel from shallow right, sets and throws. Plenty of time. And leadoff man put away. So with one out, base is empty. Brillen Bishop digs into the left side. Now there is nobody warming right now for Bradenton to the bullpen. Looking to see what happens here, maybe. If Walsh will go back out or not for another inning. First pitch is a fastball outside from Wheezy for a ball. We're here because of a tying home run, at least a two right now. Now this last inning, one ball pitches outside, 2-0. Last walk-off, Esmelin Valdez had an RBI single in the 12th. That was a part of the franchise record streak as well that they had. 2-0. Fastball on the ground, right side. Top play for Hill. Backhand throw across his body's in time. They get Bishop by a step. So two gone in the inning. On a pair of 4-3 putouts, and it's up to Connor Delgado. Otherwise, we're going to extras. Two outs, sacks empty, a 2-2 tie game, bottom nine, near Lecom. Delgado's switch hitter batting left, first pitch to him. And he half-hearted a swing in the dirt, chased after it for strike one. Connor's 0 for 4 today, just a bit pressing there. He's looking for a fastball. And the 0-1 to him. That's up and away with the heater. It's 1-1. Delgado was not a member of the Pirates organization when these two teams faced off back in April. Was a member of the New York Yankees org. Was acquired in a trade. It's another one of the Pirates' top 30 prospects. The 1-1. Swinging a number up the first base side, but it kicks the right foul. Delgado takes his time out here. He's some stretching the bullpen from Bradenton, but now we see a lefty throwing. I believe that would be Magdiel Cotto. 1-2 to Delgado. And the pitch. Fastball outside. It missed by much. 97, that was darted out there by Iker Wheezy. He's looking to retire all five that he has faced, but Delgado standing in his way. Two outs, a 2-2. Breaking ball called third strike, and Wheezy gets him looking to end the inning. We go on to extras here on this Tuesday night. 2-2 tie game. Extras next here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Borjeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our five-game flex packs. These packs include one ticket to any five games on the schedule of your choosing. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. Tickets start at just $65. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride Parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
How is your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the 10th inning as Bradenton and Lakeland are deadlocked at two right now. Maggio Cotto enters out of the bullpen for the Bradenton Marauders to replace Mike Walsh. And so Cotto is in phase 3, 4, and 5 in the order. Max Clark, the extra runner at second base right now, has some speed. Valencia showing bunt. First baseman Alfonso waiting to charge in here. As Cotto looked to second base and now downhill, swinging away, chopper back up the middle, the shortstop. Delgado is left, ranges, fields, and throws. One gone as Clark moves to third on the ground down. Good piece of base running there, a slow chopper in front of them. Clark moves over. And so with one out here, go ahead runs on third in the 10th inning. Numbers for Cotto this year, 3-3 with a 1.82, making his 19th appearance. Three holds and four saves and five opportunities. Here's Jose de la Cruz, the righty. First pitch changeups outside for ball one. 20 walks, 29 strikeouts, and 29 and two-thirds for Cotto. With a .163 average against, but he was on a really good run as of late. The one ball pitch, swinging a line drive through the 5-6 zone to left field. So de la Cruz drives home the go-ahead run as 3-2 Flying Tigers. In the 10th. Well, the one run's okay. That's always a given, typically. You just want to hold it here to just the one now. That is an unearned run that goes in the ledger against Cotto, which he had a scoreless inning streak as well that was broken at the end of last series against Dunedin. First pitch, the righty. And that's a fastball too tall to Patrick Lee. The runner on, 3-2 Flying Tigers in the 10th. Cotto had allowed a earned run on Saturday for the first time since April 24th. And 1-0, that looked good. It's a fastball that misses 2-0. Went 15 and two-thirds innings during that span. 14 strikeouts and a 140 average against. 2-0, and that's high with a fastball, 3-0. Run in on the De La Cruz single. Lakeland, who scored two in the seventh to take a 2-1 lead. Marauders equalized in the eighth on a home run from Esmelin Valdez. 3-0, and a fastball at the knees called strike at 93 miles an hour. It's a fastball change of slider mix for Maggio Cotto. 11th round draft pick last year by the Pirates out of the University of Kentucky in Omaha right now. 3-1, and that's high and away for ball four. So 2-1 here. For Samuel Heal, the second baseman. Rated to this year is 3-4 in extra inning games. First and second, one gone, a one-run lead for Lakeland at 3-2. As the righty Hill waits, his first pitch changeup from Cotto is up and away for ball one. Well, Cotto, obviously the walks have been an issue for him. But boy, he has worked around a lot of foot traffic this year. The numbers back it up. Now, time called. One great stat always that you can look at is left on base percentage. The 1-0. Swing on the ground ball. Pass to diving Rivas and down the left field line. De La Cruz motors around third. He's in the score. Lee gets the wave as well. No relay home. It's a two RBI double for Samuel Hill. And it's 5-2 Tigers. So a three-run 10th inning now. And now mound visit here. Well, the numbers for the left on base percentage for Magna Dakota was at 84%, which is ridiculous. That's runners that get on that end up stranded there on the bases. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Clearwater still ahead on Jupiter, 4-2 bottom five. So if Lakeland holds on to this lead, Clearwater wins, it would still be a half a game lead. But all of a sudden now, actually, it's now a one-run lead. 4-3. Jupiter gets a run in the bottom of the fifth inning. That's a big double for Samuel Hill. His first hit today was 0-for-4 coming in. And now Clayton Campbell, the righty batter with a runner on second. Steps off the back side of the rubber. Campbell 0-for-4. One last chance here for him to extend his on-base streak to 22 games. Opening pitch to the righty. As a fastball swung on and hit in the air to right. Terrero backs up, turns himself around, makes the catch. Here comes the runner tagging towards third. It's cut off. And so two gone in the inning with a runner at third. Again, Cotto just trying to hold on right here. Runner at third, two outs, 5-2. Flying Tigers here in the 10th inning. They scored three in this half. As Archer Brookman, righty batter, first pitch. And he swings and fouls it back for strike one. Lakeland also trying to win their seventh straight game this year against the Marauders. They won all six back at Joker Bargeon Stadium in early April. Cotto sets the 0-1. Swinging a chopper back up the middle. Delgado ranges to his left. Fields from the edge of the grass and throws him out. That's the 10th inning, but three runs coming to score on two hits. We handle the bottom of the 10th. Marauders the bat here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
Bring the kids and the entire family to Leecom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Bottom of the 10th inning, Marauders chasing three runs at 5-2 as Lakeland puts up a three spot in the top of the 10th inning. As new pitch of the ballgame, Luke Stolfel replaces Iker Wiese, who went inning two-thirds scoreless and struck out two. Marauders in the 10th inning. We'll have Omar Alfonso lead things off followed by Amanda Torero and Esmalin Valdez. Not a bad three to have here as Delgado, who's got speed, is at second base. So again, Stoffel is in. Numbers for him this year is 14th appearance, no wins, no losses, a 7.02 ERA, 8 walks, 15 Ks, and 16 2/3. Opponents hitting almost 300 against him at a 288 mark. So Alfonso, who's swinging a hot bat today, and for the last 2 or 3 weeks, 3 hits today. First pitch to the righty Stoffel. Is a breaking ball low for ball one. And now a quick jog out here by Archer Brookman. After the very first pitch he throws, Stoffel, 22 years of age, native of Lawrenceburg, Tennessee. Played his college ball at Wright State, where he was signed as a non-drafted free agent last July after the draft. Think about it. A lot of guys now were still in college this time of the year. Getting ready for the draft. The combine's going on today. 1-0. Alfonso takes fastball that he's called strike. It was a year ago to the day, just under a month, so 11 months ago, that Stoffel was signed by the Detroit Tigers. The 1-1. And fastball, there it is, above the zone again, called strike. ABS system, Tuesday through Thursday, auto balls and strikes. Delgado at second base, but right now they need to get Alfonso on to bring up the tying run. 1-2 from Stoffel. Look to second first. And now the pitch. Breaking ball fouled off at home plate. Lakeland needing to win out to basically secure a first half championship and reach the postseason for the second straight year. They went out, that would put him in the driver's seat. The first half, second half meets on Friday. First half ends Thursday. First three games of this set. 1-2, and Alfonso strikes out swinging. So Stoffel comes in and strikes him out. One gone with a runner on second for Emmanuel Torero. Jupiter gets the one run in the fifth. They head to the sixth inning right now on the road on the East Coast. First pitch to lefty Torero, up and in with 94 for ball one. Lakeland has a half a game lead on the Thrashers coming in. 1-0, and fastball zips on the outside corner for a called strike. Stoffel coming off a scoreless appearance in Fort Myers on Sunday. That was a doubleheader game. The 1-1, and Torero takes low. Well, because Fort Myers and Lakeland were rained out the first three nights, they had to play a doubleheader, then one game, and then two on the Sunday. You cannot play a doubleheader back-to-back days. 2-1. Swinging a line drive foul, slicing down the left field line. Runs out to 9th Street down the left field line. Any cars driving by, they gotta be careful. 2-2 from Stoffel, and a curveball high for ball three. So they nearly have their other runner here on to bring up Esmalin Valdez, who's on deck. He had the tying solo home run in the 8th inning. Stoffel gets a sign, comes set. With one out, runner on, 3-2. Down and in, ball four, and so he walks him. This is all you wanted. Just bring the tying run up to the plate. 5-2 Flying Tigers. Two on and one out in the 10th inning. And now another mound visit here by Nick Green this time, the pitching coach, who sprints out. Valdez with 9 home runs on the season now. He entered in today, tied for third. That puts him in sole possession of third place. Ari Lamonte for Daytona leads the way with 13. Christian Feliz for Dunedin with 10. And alone sits Valdez. Polanco with 6 is right behind him as well. So big spot here. You're hoping that you get at least one, if not two, cracks at having two of your best power hitters at the plate. The wind has died down as well. It's not gusting as much as it was earlier. It is still blowing in, but it's not whistling. First and second, one out, and a three-run ball game. Tying run to the plate is Esmalin Valdez, first pitch. And that's low for a ball. Stoffel struck out Alfonso. He got ahead, but he's fallen behind the last two batters. Set for the bell. Kicks 1-0. That's outside with a heater, 2-0. Valdez also the team leader in RBIs with 29 on the season. He has one of the walk-off wins this year on the Sunday against St. Lucie, the game-winning RBI single. 2-0. Fastball taken down the heart of the plate at 94. Might be the pitch there. High pressure pitches. 2-1. Fastball low for ball 3. Valdez, who was 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts before the home run, but again, he had 2 outstanding at bats. You know, resulted not what he wanted, but 11 pitch and an 8-bit pitch at bat. 3-1. Swing and a miss on a fastball. Well, he got it. Just couldn't make contact with the mid 90s heater from Stoffel. Again, Jalene Polanco's awaiting. And Al Valdez calls time. Bradenton looking for their 6th walk-off win of the season here at Extras. It's been a fun Tuesday so far. 3-2. Down and away, ball 4. He walked him. It loads him up. And now a mound meeting with shortstop Kevin McGonigal coming in. So the tying runs at first. Go-ahead run is Shalene Polanco at the plate. Bradenton trailing 5-2. Boy, again, a strikeout to start. And it's been back-to-back walks to put two on. So Polanco steps in the left side. First pitch to him. Fastball fouled off the mask of Brookman. That was a good one there for him to take a whack at. And the wind has really died down here, blowing in from right center, which knocked a ball down from Polanco earlier in the game. The 0-1. Swinging a ball, crushed to deep right field, towards the wall, we're going home! A walk-off grand slam, Shalene Polanco! The wind died, and Polanco leaves the yard. And the Marauders have their 6th walk-off win of the season. Get him the Gatorade bath, Shalene Polanco. And they get Steph Lombardo her first manager win of her career. Six, 5 final score in 10 innings, Marauders. Walk it off on a grand salami. Post-game show coming up here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, fans.
This is Marauders General Manager Craig Borjeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our 5-game flex packs. These packs include one ticket to any 5 games on the schedule of your choosing. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. Tickets start at just $65. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
And welcome back to Leecom Park here on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. What a wild Tuesday so far. That was a thriller. Thomason's thriller to walk you back through this one. I mean, this was some type of game it was today. Marauders, they got a really good pitching start today from Antoine Kelly. End up getting the no decision, but still, we'll just take you back through it. Tell us how we got to this 6-5 result on this pitching just dominance today at the start of the ball game for both teams. Marauders, they had a good scoring chance in the second and in the third inning, which they got a run in the third. In the second, a walk, a single, another single from Rivas and Bishop, lower the bases with two outs, and then Randy Castillo, and I'm striking out 5 and 5 innings, gets one there to end the inning. And then in the third inning, leadoff single, fielder's choice before a single from Polanco. And then Eli Wilson, minor league rehabber, singles home a run. Polanco gunned down at home to end the inning. 1-0 Marauders. And again, Antoine Kelly, 5 2/3, allowed just 4 hits, 1 walk, 5 Ks. Just another really strong start for him today. And so he ended up leaving with a 1-0 lead before Lakeland scored 2 in the 7th against Peyton Stumbo. One of them was only earned. It was 3 straight 1-out singles to load the bases for Max Clark, who flied out to right field on the throw from Torero to third, got away. It scored David Smith, and it made it a 2-1 Lakeland lead. Eslin Valdez tied the game with the home run in the bottom of the 8th inning to really force extras. And then again, Lakeland scored 3 in the top of the 10th, and it was a RBI single from Jose de la Cruz to score 1, then a 2-RBI double by Samuel Hill made it a 5-2 game. And he thought, well, this is literally how the Daytona game ended as well, with a big top of the 10th inning, and then Marauders come back. They score 4, 2 straight walks with the extra runner on. Shalene Polanco, grand slam of the 10th, and we win. Marauders win 6-5 over the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Final numbers in this one here today. Lakeland, 5 runs, 10 hits, no errors, 10 left on base. Marauders, 6 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors, 8 men left on base. Winning pitchers, Magdiel Cotto improves to 4-3. Luke Stolf, the loser, falls to 0-1. Game time, 2 hours and 42 minutes, seen by 5:09 on this Tuesday night at Leecom Park. We come back in the postgame show, take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. We'll get you the update on where Clearwater is and what that score is looking like as well. That's next year on the postgame show on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered.
check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Teaching your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
And welcome back to Leacom Park here in the postgame show. Thomas and Zarella after Bradenton wins 6-5 on a walk-off grand slam. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. First starting in the Florida State League, Thrashers just put up a 6th spot in the top of the 6th inning, so they now lead 10-3 in the home half of the 6th inning over the Jupiter Hammerheads. Again, Lakeland with this loss now, Thrashers would, they're currently tied, so if the Thrashers hang on a win, they would go up half a game on Lakeland. Palm Beach is up 3-0 on Tampa on the road, top of the 8th inning. St. Lucie defeating, up right now, 6-1, top 8 against Fort Myers. And then Daytona, top 9, they're up on Dunedin, 6-2, again in the 9th. And the Pirates system, we start with the Big League Club, who are right now trailing 2-1, top of the 8th inning. Carmen Majinski in the ballgame. Maybe they could use some Pirates, Bradenton Marauder magic there in Cincinnati, or at PNC, hosting the Cincinnati Reds. Elsewhere in the Pirate system, AAA Indianapolis is up on AAA Iowa, 2-0, top 5. AA Altoona, they are tied at 2, bottom 7 against Bowie. And then Greensboro is hosting the Hudson Valley Renegades, the Yankees affiliate, 2-0. Grasshoppers on top in the 7th inning. Greensboro, another playoff race that they're in. They need to win basically out. It has been just bonkers in the South Atlantic North Division. And it's, there are so many teams so close to each other. The Grasshoppers, they keep winning, but everybody behind them keeps winning as well. So Greensboro, good news. They're up by 2. Would love some more offense, but they're half a game ahead in first place. So looking to hold on to that one. Bradenton wins here today, 6-5 on a walk-off grand slam. They improve to 29-35. Lakeland falls to 40-23. Game 2 of this 6-game set. It's the penultimate game also in the first half of the season. 11 a.m., bright and early. Get up, get your coffee, your mimosa, whatever you want to drink in the morning, and join us on air at 10:40 a.m. for the pregame show, 11 o'clock, first pitch here from Leacom Park. Tomorrow will be Carlson Reed getting into the baseball, 4-2 with a 1.99. It'll be an opener tomorrow for Lakeland, and we'll see who will follow after that. What a big thank you to your entire crew. I'm Thomas Zarella saying so long from Leacom Park. Marauders win on a walk-off grand slam, 6-5. And extra innings today. We'll see you back here bright and early tomorrow. Have a great rest of your Tuesday night. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Bradenton Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BradentonMarauders.com.